The last day of the year, after playing ball at 8 a.m., the old man sits in the garden scratching the dog's ears. The sun warms his pleasantly tired body. The concrete patio is cool on his bare feet. "Old man gets to pet old dog," he says to her, then realizes that his 74 years probably exceed her dog years. Someone adopted the dog years ago, age unknown. Then in 2019, when the dog's owner fell ill, the dog came to live with them. She's really his wife's dog. He and the dog agree. His wife hung the moon, and everyone else aspires to second place. "But we sure do like to chase a ball," he says. Countless monks have spent countless months meditating on the koan, "Does a dog have Buddha nature?" He doesn't ask. Those who know do not speak, and those who claim to know are clueless. The dog's huge, soft brown eyes are so evocative that he sometimes imagines she might suddenly shed her dogness and explain everything. The dog knows she has people who love her, regular meals, and chances daily to run around getting the news through her nose, plus a soft bed and squeaky toys to chase and chew. The old man recalls Whitman's line about animals, that they are so placid and self-contained, not one kneels to another or to others of his kind that lived thousands of years ago. Maybe Whitman didn't hang with dogs much. They don't kneel, he's right, but they sure do signal subservience to the pack leader. But they don't cheat on contracts or elect fraudulent leaders. "How's my favorite dog?" he asks her. That reminds him of Nick, the black mongrel he raised from a puppy, whose first home was a big green school bus that moved a few hundred miles every few days. Nick and he were pals for a lot of years in a lot of places. "I wish you could have known, Nick," he says. He'd wish her Happy New Year, but for her there is no year, new or old. No seconds, minutes, months. Only the now. She has mastered Dogen's wisdom that each moment is everything. Birds, puffed up against the cold, flutter around the feeders his wife keeps full. Cold weather and the tree's bare limbs seem to inspire in them an especially desperate hunger. Basking in morning sun, the gargoyle from a second-hand shop in Oakland and Georgina Feltha's marvelous sculpture, Sheba, watch silently. He recalls from his youth two dogs playing on a fourth-story roof in Manhattan. Sebastian fell to the street. Alfie looked down at the body, then upward as if watching Seb's spirit rise. Tomorrow morning, the first of 2021, the old man will rise before the sun, write, then play ball, then sit briefly in the garden, petting the dog and talking nonsense to her.